Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jason Longshore, of course, is the color analyst and all-around blogger and everything else for Atlanta United. His interview is brought to you by Heineken 0.0, great taste and zero alcohol. Hey, Jason, what up?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, Jason, last night, Atlanta United got some honors, huh? How about this? At the Sports Business Awards in New York City, Mercedes-Benz Stadium named Sports Facility of the Year. Bigger than that, Atlanta United, of all the pro sports teams, named the pro sports team of the year.
It's a big deal. I mean, it's the second MLS team to do it. Seattle Sounders won it in 2010 in their second year. And, I mean, you're beating out the Warriors. You're beating out the Washington Capitals, the Bucks, the Milwaukee Brewers. It's a very prestigious honor, and it's not just about on the field, it's off the field, it's the business side, it's what they do in the community, it's the whole package. And, you know, we've talked about it a whole lot since Atlanta United launched. They're really, I think, demonstrating there's a new way to do professional soccer in the United States, and it can be as big as you want it to be.
Yeah, there's no question about that. You know, when you look at their impact and their footprint on the city, they've done a tremendous job of ingratiating themselves to the city and just getting everybody excited about soccer. But looking to Friday's match, you know, we're looking at the stats and everything. Tito Villalba looked like he's not going to be out there able to go on Friday, like he's going to be a scratch. What does that mean for Atlanta United moving forward when you have so many people that are potentially going to be out and, you know, you're already kind of playing musical chairs as far as the folks that are going to be out there?
Is next man up. And when you get into these situations in a schedule, you know, this is why that month around the Columbus game was so important. It was almost like a second preseason, because you have to figure out, one, you have to get everybody ready to contribute, and then figure out who's going to step up. And I think a player we've seen step up here in recent weeks is Deion Pereira. Pereira was the most dangerous player for Atlanta United late in the match on Sunday at Red Bull Arena. Would not surprise me at all to see him get a start here on Friday night.
Talking with Jason Longshore as they get ready for the 9 o'clock kick, 8:30 pregame with Mike and Jason tomorrow night. 9 o'clock kick in Salt Lake City against Real Salt Lake. You look at the team and you think about, you know, where they're at coming off this New York Red Bulls game. Now going to Salt Lake City. You went to Vancouver. You went to New York. Salt Lake City, I don't know how many miles that is, but, man, there's got to be some jet lag in there, isn't there, Jason?
Yeah, the schedule's brutal, and it's something that you knew was going to be an issue with Major League Soccer's schedule this year because of the change to the playoff format, moving MLS Cup up by about a month. That compressed the schedule even more, and you were adding more midweek games. When you add more midweek games, if you can't manage spreading them out, you get situations like this, and the travel is part of it. My biggest issue with the way the schedule has worked out is Friday night will be the fifth time in a row that Atlanta United's playing a team that has had more rest than them. And it's a day with Salt Lake. It's not a huge difference. But, for example, the Red Bulls had a full week. Atlanta played two games from when Red Bulls played their last game until when they played Atlanta United. It's unacceptable. It's, you can't have a schedule that way and have competitive balance, because it does create mismatches and it affects the way you have to approach matches. I mean, Atlanta goes into that against the Red Bulls sitting back, playing a little more defensive, playing a little more direct. The red card actually changed things and put the emphasis on Atlanta attacking, and they didn't really have the legs to do it, and they couldn't break down the Red Bulls defense.
Talking with Jason Longshore as we get ready for Real Salt Lake. What kind of a team is this in Salt Lake City?
A talented one, a young one, a very inconsistent one. I like Mike Petke, their manager, a lot. I think he gets the most out of the players he has. He is completely comfortable rotating their lineup. He will keep guys on their toes. He'll give guys a start kind of in a bit of a surprise. He'll keep his bench motivated. So it's a little hard to predict what the lineup will be, but he's got young guys playing with a lot of confidence. And I look at a player in Albert Rusnak, who's one of the most talented players in the league, and he kind of goes under the radar a little bit because he's with Real Salt Lake, not one of the big markets. And they've got a lot of young American talent that they've developed as well. Sebastian Salcedo scored one of the goals of the last week in their big win over Toronto. They've just been so inconsistent this year. They've only won back-to-back games twice, and that just happened with the game against Toronto. They're up and they're down, but when they're up, they're among the best teams in the Western Conference. It's just there's such a gap between when they have that down match that they're dropping points that they shouldn't.
What is the matchup that I need to look for when I'm watching this game Friday night?
That's a good one. I think it's on the flanks. I think it's Sebastian Salcedo and Jefferson Savarino. They're two wingers against Atlanta's outside backs, and it's probably going to be Franco Escobar. And it could be Michael Parkhurst. It could be Mikey Ambrose coming back into this. He's been healthy, and he played for Atlanta United, too, last weekend. That's going to decide the match to me, because when you look at Salcedo and Savarino for RSL, they're two wingers who are great on the dribble, and they like to cut inside and go for goal themselves. They're not really looking to get down the line and put in crosses. That's a little different, and Atlanta's outside backs are going to have to contain that, or Salt Lake's offense really gets going.
We're talking with Jason Longshore. Of course, he's on Twitter, at Longshore. He's brought to you by Heineken 0.0. Little inside soccer, Jason, because I think this is a – I know it's a small point, but I think it's just an intriguing one. When it comes to professional sports, all teams, NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, charter, okay? Not a surprise. But that's not true in soccer, is it? And there's like weird rules about how many times you could charter, and then you get stuck flying commercial. You know, these tight schedules become, these windows become even more difficult to deal with, because you got to deal with the verities, like every other normal Joe does, of commercial airline travel.
Yeah, MLS has a limit on 4 legs of trips that you can use a charter on. Now, they've made exceptions in certain cases. Vancouver, for example, their flight was canceled because of plane issues, the actual aircraft itself, and they had to get a charter last minute to get to New Jersey for the match with Red Bulls last night. So they've done this because, look, MLS 10 years ago was in a very different place financially than it is now. You still have some owners who are living in those days, in my opinion, and are looking at the bottom line very closely. And some teams have to look at the bottom line more closely than others. And they're trying to limit the, level the playing field as best as they can. I think it has to change. I still don't know if every team is going to charter on every trip. I mean, we're seeing it. It's one thing to say that, your NFL teams and your NBA teams do that now. Not every NBA team did that until last probably couple decades, but you're seeing college teams now, and maybe your top college programs aren't facing this just yet, but your next level, they're having problems paying for charters. They're expensive, and honestly, there's not as many charter flights and charter companies available as there used to be because of those expenses. So it's not a foregone conclusion that then everybody would just all of a sudden do it. And here in Atlanta, I think we're really lucky in that you have so many options for flight schedules that it's not always something you have to do, but there's definitely times that it would make the recovery and the opportunity to train so much easier, because there's times you lose a day of training.
Yeah, there's no question
of travel.
Oh, sorry about that. There's no question about that. But I'm asking you, Jason Longshore, have you been racking up on your freaking 5 miles, and are you taking care of that bit of the part that you have to play?
Racking them up, yes. Yes, have not used them yet. Racking them up.
Yeah, but you're saving it up for a good trip somewhere.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm thinking. Jason Longshore joining us as we get ready for Friday night's game between Atlanta United and Real Salt Lake. So, give me just a broad state of the team. The last time we saw the team, the last impression we had was, I know Tito's very doubtful for the game tomorrow, but was pushing and shoving and frustration and anger and all that kind of stuff against Red Bulls, and 1-0 loss that ended the win streak here. Give me kind of a state of the team at the moment as they go into this game.
I think they're fine. I think they're tired. I think that's probably the biggest thing that you could see from that Red Bulls match. But this is a team that's 6-2 since the loss to Columbus. I mean, they've been playing really, really well. It's been a little different than maybe some fans had expected because it's been very defensive. But they're creating chances. They're getting shots. They're just not converting at the level that they have been. And that's been the biggest difference between 2018 and 2019, and honestly 2017 and 2019, is they're not scoring as many goals right now. It's not a measure of, well, they have more possession, so that's affecting their offense. No, the possession is pretty similar to what they had last year, actually. They're just not converting right now. And you expect that they will break out of that slump because we've seen them do that. But they're controlling matches in other ways. I, with this Salt Lake game and then Minnesota and Chicago to finish out this half of the season, I think you're going to have to see somebody else step up a little bit in the attack. And if it's Deion Pereira, who showed some great flashes at Red Bull Arena, if it's Justin Merrim, you know, who's just arrived, hasn't started, or if it started one, hasn't played a full 90 yet with the team, it's going to have to be somebody who steps up to give them a different spark in the attack. And sometimes it's just that different look, that different person, that different personality that can flip it.
Well, we all thought that was Pity Martinez once he got the first goal, and then, I don't know. I mean, it was like...
Well, let's hold on now. Pity Martinez had a good match in Vancouver, and Pity Martinez looked tired at Red Bull Arena.
Right.
Just like most of the team did.
Yeah, that's
so. I think there's a whole lot of maybe unfair expectations on Pity Martinez to score 3 goals every match, and that's not really his game. If he's a double-digit goal scorer and assist guy in this league, I'm happy. If it's 10-10, if it's 12-12, that's a good day. That's a good season.
Thanks, Jason. Do appreciate it.
You're the man, Jason.
Appreciate it, guys.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.